The Emotionally Uncomfortable podcast is going live. Yes, you heard that correct. You can come ask your questions and get free live coaching. I'm going to be talking about all things attracting profit and parenting, which if you've been around for a while, profit equals time flexibility, emotional freedom, and all things money and wealth building. And of course, parenting. Come ask about why your kids do what they do, how to motivate your teens, and how you can become the adults they need. And the cool side effect is you can apply these principles to other relationships in your life, like your marriage, team building, and even your own parents. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live to check out the next live podcast recording dates and topics. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, live. See you there. Define how you want to feel and learn to live it every day. All right, ladies, I'm super excited to let you know for the first time ever, I am doing an energetic time management habit challenge. This is where I'm going to show you how to manage your energy, not your time. And we're going to break it into 10-minute habits so you can be proud of the woman, the mother, and partner that you want to become. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/ETM for energetic time management. That's ETM. It's only $47 to join. And I'm actually going to gift you my 10-minute habit challenge content. And so it's 5 lessons. So you can literally watch it in one sitting. It comes with a workbook, step-by-step process on how to create 10-minute habits in alignment with who you want to become and how you want to feel. And we're also going to be having live calls. So you can join the community. You can ask me questions and we have a Facebook group that you can join. I'm so fucking excited. heatherchauvin.com/ETM. I can't wait to see you on the inside. Let's talk hormones and perimenopause or menopause or whatever the hell you want to call it. I'm really excited to share with you today, my dear friend, Jen Pike. There's a reason why I love to share women. It's not just about empowerment or telling their stories. It's really the whole concept of this podcast being emotionally uncomfortable is doing things outside of the box so that we can feel alive. And I'm going to tell you a quick story before I actually get into Jen's podcast today. Back in the day, so it was like 9 years ago when I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, I went the traditional therapy route, or not therapy, but intervention, medical intervention route, mainly because my body was in a crisis state and I didn't have the privilege of time or energy or even financial resources at the time to make different decisions. Almost a decade later, I would definitely do things differently, but that just wasn't an option for me at the time. The one thing that I wasn't aware of was my hormones. And because I went the traditional route and I had chemotherapy, my body, actually, I went into menopause. And I was told this by my medical doctor after I actually was in menopause. And she said, oh yeah, your body's going to go into menopause because of chemotherapy. And I was actually incredibly angry. Not only was I in a huge chaotic cycle in my life, obviously being diagnosed and having to deal with the emotional aspect of that, the parenting aspect of that, all of the overwhelm. But what I didn't understand was when you go into menopause from like 0 to 60, right? Overnight, that was a shock to my system. And I remember walking into my naturopath's office at the time, and she was helping me kind of from a functional medicine approach at the time, but I wasn't really getting support from her yet until my medical, you know, the traditional model was taken care of. And I looked at her dead square in the eyes and I said, I need help or I'm going to have to admit myself to the psych ward. I'm going to have a mental and emotional breakdown. I have tools and they're not working. And what I didn't realize was how hormones played a huge impact on my emotional and mental well-being. And every time I'm talking to women about their emotional well-being, and they're like, I'm going to the doctor and the doctor's saying that my blood is normal or my labs are normal. And I'm telling you right now, ladies, you need to start thinking outside of the box. I also used to have a lot of fear around menopause because of like my PTSD with the medical system. And that again is why I've gone a functional medicine route. The reason why I'm sharing Jen Pike with you today is because if you have been struggling and you've been going to the doctor and you feel like you're being dismissed and your health is not, your hormone health or whatever is not being considered, you need to start following friends of mine like Jen Pike. Jen Pike is a functional medicine diagnostic nutritionist, a registered holistic nutritionist, and medical exercise specialist. She specializes in women's health and hormones and is the best-selling author of The Simplicity Project, as well as her two cookbooks, The Simplicity Kitchen and The Simplicity Body. She's the founder of the global and revolutionary women's health programs, The Hormone Project and Sync. She also has a podcast called the Simplicity and Audacious Audacity Sessions podcast. And you can find her on YouTube as well. And just literally Google this woman, Jen Pike, J-E-N-N-P-I-K-E. Now let's dive in where she talks about the 11 signs of perimenopause and how to know if you're in it and what to do with it as well. Let's dive in.
Hi and welcome. All right, I am inviting you in here to my Hormone Health Mastery class because, well, two things. Number one, I know that you're curious about the information. Number two, I know that you are here for more than just being told what to do. We can think that's what we want. I just want a meal plan. Just tell me the three steps and then like I'm in, I'm out, I'm going to go and apply them. But the reality is the reason that you even came on this class today and you're sitting here with me is that that approach, it simply doesn't work long term. I want to educate you. I want you to understand the why behind the what so that any time in your life you have a new sign, a new symptom in your body, a new decision, a new choice that is yours to be made, you're going to feel more empowered and more confident about what you are going to do. Now, before we get started, welcome. My name is Jen Pike. I'm a functional medicine diagnostic nutritionist. I'm a medical exercise specialist. I am the founder of the Hormone Project, which is a global revolutionary program that teaches women everything they should have known about their bodies from a very young age, as well as Synced, which is all about cycle awareness and cycle methodology. And there's a few other things that I do. One of them also being host to the incredibly sought after and highly ranked Simplicity Sessions podcast. Now, today you're here with me because you have a question. You are wondering about how you can create better hormonal balance, is what we call it, in your body. Now, this is something that my team and I, we specialize in. This is what we do every single day in practice. But I don't want to start off by talking about things you've probably already heard before. I want to start with story time. So if you'll allow me, I would like to paint a picture for you. And I really want you to listen. And I want you to feel into what it is that I'm saying. And if this is something that really connects with you and really resonates with you, where you, instead of like zooming into what I'm saying, you have to like pull yourself back and just take a moment because it feels like I'm talking to you. I am talking about you like we have connected before. I am going to ask you to stay with me for this entire video. Because if there's anything that I'm about to say to you that you have experienced before or that you are experiencing right now, I promise you, there's going to be something that I teach you over our next little bit of time here together that is going to make an imprint on you and is going to create the first step into you actually achieving that thing you are setting out to do with your health and with your hormones. Now, the story I'm about to tell you isn't about any one woman. It is about the many women who come into my practice. I have been in practice for over 20 years, for almost the last 15 years, specializing 100% in women's hormones. And the women who come to me, it rolls a little something like this. They are constantly dismissed by their primary care physicians. They ask for the blood work and either are given incomplete blood work or told that everything is fine when this woman feels anything but fine. She looks in the mirror and does not recognize herself anymore. She hears how she speaks to people she cares about. She witnesses how she shows up in the world and is like, who is that? That is not the woman that I am. That is not the woman that I have known to be. That is not the woman that I want to be. That is definitely not the woman that I am trying to become more of. She feels wired but tired. This woman is so exhausted. She gets up in the morning, not because she wants to, but because she has to, because she has a job to go to. Her kids are dependent on her. Somebody else needs something from her. So she gets herself up and she starts the drag of the day, typically with caffeine or something sugary or just a quick start to just get her up and get her going. But she never actually feels like herself. She has brain fog. Cognitively, things just aren't firing the way that they used to. She doesn't have the clarity. She can't stay engaged and focused on any given task. And if she does, it's not like previously where she used to be able to multitask and like really throw herself into projects and things and all of that. She lays down at the end of the day and is so physically exhausted. She will oftentimes say, my soul is exhausted. That's what it is. Like I'm at the stage where I don't care anymore. Like I don't care. I want to care so bad. I want to create change. I want to feel better. I want to function better. I want to look better. All these different things, but I am exhausted. She lies down into her bed at night and is wired. And there's nothing more frustrating for her than this. She is physically and soulfully exhausted, but her brain will not stop. And she is thinking about all the things she didn't get done today, all the things that she has to do tomorrow, all the ways in which her body isn't feeling the way that she wishes that it was feeling. And this is what goes to bed with her. This is what wakes her up in the middle of the night. And this is what meets her again when she wakes up in the morning. She's gaining weight in areas that she's never struggled with in her life. She's gaining weight around her bra strap. She's gaining weight around her face and her neck. She's gaining weight around her waist. And no matter what she tries to do, all the things that she used to do, they just don't work anymore. And in fact, when she goes to try to just like clean her diet up a little bit and take the alcohol out or decrease sugar a little bit, or she works out harder, or she fasts for an extra long period of time, and all those things used to be the thing that would drop the scale back down in a matter of days, doesn't work anymore. And in fact, the opposite starts to happen, where those things she used to do that used to work now contribute to more weight gain, more inflammation, more puffiness. And that's one of the things she will say is, I feel puffy and inflamed now. Her anxiety shows up for the first time in her life. And it's not a level of anxiety that maybe some of us can understand unless we have felt it, but this anxiousness, heart palpitations, mind all over the place, mood all over the map, inability to be able to focus, to literally like take a deep breath and calm herself down. Her skin is changing. She's getting rashes for no reason. She's getting hives. She has acne cropping up that she hasn't dealt with for a long time. Her hair is changing. It's getting thinner. It's falling out. It's more sparse. Her eyebrows are getting thinner and the hair in her eyebrows falling out. She's growing hair in other areas of the body that she never used to have before. She's always gassy and bloated, and it doesn't even matter what she eats. The more salads that she eats, the gassier that she feels. She tries to cut meat out and bring more plant-based things in, she's gassy. She cuts that out. Like, it just feels so overwhelming for her. Her cravings are starting to run her life. And every single time that she feels bad about something that she felt she should have done, or that isn't going well in her life, she's reaching for the sweets and for the salty. And sometimes it doesn't matter what it is. It's just the reaching, and it's numbing. This woman that we work with, she oftentimes numbs herself. I just want to have the something sweet. Even if she's on that path of like, I'm eating clean, right? I'm doing all of the things right, but I just need a piece of chocolate after the meal, or I just need to have my handful of salted nuts, or, you know, that little bowl of chips, whatever it is. Her body hurts. her back hurts, her neck hurts, her joint hurts. She doesn't really understand why. She didn't fall, right? We'll say this thing like, oh, I think maybe I slept the wrong way. Oftentimes that's not what it is. Her ability to actually work out the way that she wishes she could is not there. Every time she tries to do that, she feels like she's getting sick again or she gets an injury. So her ability to perform is diminished. Her ability to recover is diminished, and her ability to bounce back, or what we talk about as being resilient. Like, her resiliency just isn't there. And she's so aware of this. This woman isn't ignorant to how she's feeling and what's happening. It's actually the opposite. And that's what's so frustrating for her. She is like, I don't know what to do anymore. She just like wants to take her hands off the wheel, because she's like, I feel like I'm eating pretty good. I feel like I'm trying to move pretty good. I'm trying to create time for myself. I'm trying to do A, B, C, D. And this is why I'm not leading this class off with you, telling you, here's the 8 steps that you need to take and do. I'm going to give you steps. Don't worry. I'm not even going to call them steps. I'm going to give you some things to think about. But there is deeper purpose in that than just giving you a list. Like, literally raise your hand right now as a woman. Do you need another to-do list in your life? Like, really? Is that what we're lacking, is another to-do list? That's not what it is. So when you're feeling these things in your body, when your period is all over the place, okay, so if you're a woman that's watching this and you're in your, you know, your 20s, your 30s, maybe your early 40s, and you're still having regular cycles, but they're painful, they're heavy, they wipe you out for a few days out of every month. Do you know that that is actually not normal? Do you know having raging PMS is not normal? We commonize all of these things. So it's super common for women to talk about horribly sore breast and mood swings and cravings and weight gains and painful periods and heavy periods and PMS and all of these different things. We normalize it because it happens to so many women. It's actually not normal. Those are big signs of inflammation happening within your hormones. And this is where we need to peel back the layers and take a look. Is it literally the lifestyle? Is it the nutrition? Is it lack of nutrients? Is it deficiencies? Is there an issue with your estrogen? Do you have too much excess unbound estrogen in your system, which is driving up some of the inflammation? Are you not ovulating regularly? Do you have low progesterone? Do you have low or high testosterone? What's happening with your androgens? What's going on with your stress in your life and in your body? Do you have a gut issue going on? There's so many different layers. And what we try and do, like the puppeteer that we are in our life, because the industry sets us up for that, is just, you know, move more and eat less. Move more and eat less. Just fast longer. You know, just like, oh, like a 12 by... you know, whatever's not working for you, well, just do a 1-day fast, do a 3-day fast. Why don't you do OMAD, where you eat one meal a day? And I'm not saying that fasting can't be beneficial. What I am telling you through the lens of being somebody who works with women in hormones, who a lot of these women are struggling with their weight and their body composition, is we start to abuse what could be a healthful tool. And now we actually create a disordered pattern, a disordered eating pattern and way that we're treating our body, which is not nourishment, which will show up in many different things, including quite potentially your period or the perimenopausal woman. I'm 43, okay? I have a regular period now, but I'm in the perimenopausal transition, which is 8 to 10 years long, depending on what's going on in your life. So if you start to have somewhat irregular period pattern showing up, maybe you used to have a period that came every 27 to 30 days, and now it's like every 25 to 27 days. And sometimes it comes like after 22 days, and then you go back to a 27-day cycle. And sometimes you get spotting mid-cycle, and sometimes you have different cervical mucus that you're not too sure about. And sometimes you get spotting for 2 days before your actual bleed starts. These are all the things that we really do need to pay attention to. But if you're a woman that's never been taught any of this, and you're hearing me talk about this and painting this picture and this story for the first time, you could be like, no, just tell me the supplement to go and buy, please. Tell me the workout program to go and do. Go tell me the meal that I need to eat next. I'm telling you, first of all, if that's your approach, I am not for you. Okay. If you want to truly understand and you want to be so frigging empowered, you stick with me. You stick with me, because I promise you, I will teach you more about your body than you ever thought possible. Okay. If you're a woman in perimenopause that's already starting to have hot flashes, your sleep is impacted, you're starting to put that weight on when you haven't changed anything, you need to keep listening. If you're waking in the middle of the night between 1 and 4 in the morning and you cannot get back to sleep, you need to keep listening. Okay. If you have zero libido, you love your partner, you are attracted to them, you still want to spend the rest of your life with them, but when it comes time time to be intimate, you do not have it in you. And that is multi-layered and multifaceted. And there can be many reasons as to why that's happening, but 100% your hormones can impact that. But also things like blood sugar can impact that. Your inability to sleep and actually feel like you have energy can impact that. There's so many different things. If you have an adrenal or a thyroid issue, but you've been dismissed in the past, if you suspect that you have a thyroid issue, you have all the signs and symptoms, but your practitioner is only looking at your TSH. They're not looking on a cellular level at free T4 and free T3. They're not looking at things like reverse T3, which is an inflammatory marker. No one's testing your antibodies. How do you fully know if you have a thyroid issue? The difference in working in the functional health space with a team like mine and myself is that we are going to discover things when they're suboptimal. We don't want to wait for red flags in order to actually do something about your health. What if you've only ever had basic blood work? No hormone testing in your blood work. We run serum, which is your blood, and look at everything. We run urine and look at your hormones and those metabolic hormone metabolites. How do you actually, like, here's what happens, ladies. You produce hormones every single month. Your body says, thank you so much. You use the hormones. Your body now has to take those hormones, say, thank you. Your role here has been served. Duty has been done. Now we need to break you down, metabolize you, and we need to excrete you out because you are going to continue to create those hormones. What if that's the issue that you have? What if in your blood work, your primary care practitioner says, no, your estrogen's fine. Estradiol's good. FSH and LH are good. You know, all of your markers good. But what the real problem is that your phase one and your phase two detox that are dependent on the health of your liver, your gallbladder, and your gut, that's where the issue lies. And that we can't see that unless we test and measure that. What if that's where the issue is? What if somebody assumes based on your symptoms and guesses and doesn't test that you have high estrogen when in fact that's not true, and they start putting you on supplements to lower your estrogen? When the reality is your estrogen was actually really healthy or even on the lower end, and it was the pipes that were clogged in your body. You don't eliminate well. You don't poop regularly. Your digestion is a mess. Your lymph system is congested. You need to slow down and make sure that who you're working with understands that hierarchy of needs in our body as women. We are not men. We cannot apply the same logic or science to it. There's a different system and a different methodology. And do you know that the average woman, she holds nonstop thoughts about how much better she wants to feel and she wants to look and function and flow through her life, okay? There's not a woman out there that at some point in the day is not thinking about one of those things. Why? Because she stands up and feels the way her body feels to move. She goes to bed looking at herself in the mirror every night and doesn't have that connection. She wakes up in the morning and doesn't have the energy. There's all these different points throughout the day, okay, that are going to keep her up, that are going to meet her in her closet when she is putting her clothes on, that are going to meet her when she tries to work out and can't perform the way she wants to, that are going to meet her when she realizes how she's engaging with people, that she doesn't have the focus in her job or the clarity that she seeks. Do you also know that every woman who holds this wish or this goal of changing any of these things that we talked about above, she will also say, I have tried everything, which oftentimes isn't the reality. Do you ever hear yourself say that? Oh, well, I've tried everything and nothing worked. You know, what's going to make this different? But did you actually try? I mean, like, did you try everything? And the things that you did try, did you go all in? Did you try them for a couple of days, a couple of weeks? Have you ever committed months? Have you committed a period of time to actually let habits form, to let big change actually come into your life? We're not here to try and find the magic bullet. It doesn't exist. You know how you know it doesn't exist? Because of the amount of times that you have sat and listened and tried to take something in, or you've bought, you know, something where it's like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it on my own. And then you just ended up collecting a program, a piece of equipment, a thing that didn't make any difference. The reality is most women won't even finish this video. Some of you won't be satisfied until you hear the thing that you need to go out and buy or the thing you need to do. And so you'll actually just press stop right now. But those of you that choose to stay here because you want to shift something, I am here and I'm ready to do this with you. So let's do it. Okay. Here is what I want to say to you. If you were to come to me, if you were to work with me or someone on my team, okay, you were to come into my home right now where I am, and we were to sit on the couch and we were to just connect. This is how I connect and talk with my clients. Okay. It's like that girlfriend relationship. I'm just a few steps ahead of the thing it is that you want to create. And I were to sit down on the couch with you, there would be about four or five things that I would want to really spend time teaching you about your health and your hormones that I think could start to create some pretty big shifts for you and quickly. Okay. So let's envision us sitting on that couch together. I want you to understand, first of all, that the basics are the boss. If you can't nail down the foundation, you'll continue to struggle. Okay. So spend your time rooting your energy in one or two things I am about to teach you, not the whole thing, one or two things. How do you know when you're ready to implement the next thing? When the first one, two things that you've been trying to implement are now complete habits. These are just like, you don't have to think about it. It's like brushing your teeth, you know, grabbing a glass of water, those kind of things, which ironically, the first step is hydration. Do you know that if you are not hydrated, this can lead to massive crashes in your energy, your brain function, your ability to focus, all that brain fog you talk about, and also cravings? Majority of people, when they think they're hungry, they're actually dehydrated. So step number one, filtered water. Can you ditch the plastic and get either a glass mason jar, a reusable water bottle that is stainless steel or glass and has like the, you know, coating on the outside, even a Yeti, something like that would do for you. Add in some flavor if you want, not anything that's artificial. Add in slices of lemon or lime. Add in some fresh lemon juice, some basil strips, some cucumber. Add in some sodium. Most women who have low energy and have adrenal issues actually have a really disproportionate ratio between their sodium and potassium, which is helping to regulate adrenal function, kidney function, and your energy. So there's some great things you can do. Simple, inexpensive, Redmond's Real Salt. Take an eighth of a teaspoon, add that into your water. Okay. Just mix it around. It's actually really good. It's like a non-alcoholic margarita. If you do that with some citrus, okay, and you add that in, you can use things like Element, LMNT, which is an electrolyte salt pack that's flavored. You can add it into here. I swear to you, if this is the only thing you do, those of you who say you don't have energy, you can't get through your workouts, your recovery is brutal, please start to hydrate more. This is 32 ounces. This is 1 liter. I would start to aim for getting at least two of these in a day. Two to three or four, depending on a couple things. How active are you? Do you have things like a smoothie? Like if you're going to make a homemade one that's going to be this size, do you drink teas throughout the day, like herbal teas, that kind of stuff? That's going to count towards your liquid intake. Don't underestimate the power of getting enough water. And it's not about getting like, you're not going to win a gold sticker and do better if you go, well, if she says 2 to 4, I'm going to get in 6 to 7. Well, no, because now you can actually demineralize your body. And there is such a thing as drinking too much water. Although I will tell you, unless it's been my time working with endurance athletes, I don't know anybody who's overdoing it in the water department. But ladies, remember, if you're drinking out of plastic bottles, you're hindering your hormonal health, not helping it. Because you're going to leach all the BPAs and all the toxins from the plastic bottle into that water. And what will that do? It's going to impact your estrogen because it'll bind to your estrogen receptors. It'll make it harder for you to lose weight. It'll increase things like your cellulite, and it'll contribute to neurotoxicity in the body because of those xenoestrogens and radically mess up your thyroid. Ditch the plastic for so many reasons. Okay. So hydration, that's number one. Number two, can you please stop skipping meals? Okay. Now I'm going to give you some steps on how that can be a little easier, but we are living in a time right now, and I am 25 years in practice. Okay. I opened up my first business when I was 17 in the health and wellness industry. I am 43 and here we are. I'm going to tell you, every few years, the theme changes. Okay. We are in a theme right now of wake up and try and fast as long as you can. Drink black coffee, have a black fasting tea, do those things until, you know, try to get yourself as close to noon as possible, and then have your eating window from 12 until 8, and then again, fast from 8 until 12 the next day. Now, if you were coming to me and you had some really significant metabolic issues going on, lots of inflammation, really struggling with like a ton of body weight to lose, and you had had really irregular eating patterns all over the place, maybe for the first 4 to 6 weeks, this might be something that works acutely. therapeutically for the long term, this is not going to benefit women. It's definitely not going to benefit those of you who have a regular period or who still bleed. When you go into menopause and postmenopause, there's a little bit more tweaking that you can do. But this whole thing of every single day trying to eat in a shorter window and fewer calories, it is going to backfire. This isn't a matter of if, like, well, I don't know if that'll backfire for me. No, it will. It's just going to be a matter of when. Okay. So stop trying to shrink your eating windows. If you want to fast and give your body a great digestive reset, don't do more than 12 to 14 hours at a given time, which means if you had your dinner at 6 o'clock at night, then your first meal the next day is going to be 8 in the morning. But if you wake up at 5 a.m. to go and work out and you're lifting weights and you're doing your thing, and now you're fasting for hours after, you literally have just blown out your opportunity to capitalize on the catalyst of lifting weights and getting in there to try and build muscle. You need to feed your body. So if you're training in the morning, you have to have a post-workout meal. You've got to get in a strong bolus of protein. You need to, so at least 30 grams of protein. Aim for that 30 to 40 grams of protein. Get in a healthy bolus of a good quality carbohydrate to replace the glycogen in the muscles and in the liver. Okay. Ladies, step number two, which is stop skipping your meals and be very careful with your intermittent fasting approach, is all about balancing blood sugar. Blood sugar regulation has a direct effect on your hormones, and blood sugar is regulated by what you eat and when you eat. So if you rely on processed carbohydrates, tons of sugar for a boost in energy, right? You need to have the cookie, you need to have the sweet, you need to have the vanilla latte, not just the regular latte, to get through the day. Chances are you actually have blood sugar dysregulation and you just aren't aware of it. Now, yes, you can go and get your insulin, your fasting insulin tested, your fasting blood glucose tested. You can go and invest in a 2-week continuous glucose monitor for about $100 to $120 and test your blood sugar every day to know definitively. But you can also pay attention to signs like this: dizzy, lightheaded, nauseous, cranky, hangry, if you've gone too long without eating. That's actually what you need to know about blood sugar dysregulation. You eat a meal and you're starving after. You eat a meal, you need something sweet after. You didn't hit the mark, which is why having a boring old salad with some grilled chicken breast and a little bit of lemon juice ain't gonna cut it, okay? When your insulin spikes after you've had a meal that is too high in sugar, the opposite of that salad, okay? When that happens, something called sex hormone binding globulin can decrease. And sex hormone binding globulin is what binds to excess estrogen and testosterone in the blood. And if sex hormone binding globulin is down, then there can be more circulating estrogen and testosterone that's going to increase in an or result in an increase of these hormones in your body that your body doesn't necessarily need. That can be one of the contributing factors to excess insulin in the body. That can also thump down your healthy levels of progesterone. That can result in irritability, anxiety, insomnia, breast tenderness, weight gain, and so much more. Balance your blood sugar. Step number three that we're coming up to is all about prioritizing your protein. And I'm going to explain to you why this is so important. Okay. But there is study after study, and you don't even need to have the studies. Literally just pay attention to your body. How does your body feel on the day when you wake up and you have a really supportive breakfast? Like say you had like some eggs and some berries and a slice of like sourdough with like some grass-fed butter. Delicious. And you had like a matcha, or you had your coffee on the side. Fantastic. And then about, you know, three and a half, four hours later, you had a salad, but it was like mixed greens, not iceberg lettuce. And there was leftover roasted veggies, and there was some chicken, but there was a little bit of avocado. And, you know, it was drizzled with some great quality olive oil and a little bit of like balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper. Beautiful. Okay. And then in the afternoon, this is where you bring that smoothie in, because it's quick and it's easy and it's through a straw and it can travel with you in the car or into the business meeting. And you have protein and fat and fiber and hydration and beautiful color in there. And then you come into your dinner in the evening and you either have leftovers from what you've made the night before, or you have a great source of protein. You've got some veggies there. You've got some fat. And now you're done eating for the day. Okay. Blood sugar imbalance is going to lead to mood dysregulation, inflammation and an elevated response of prostaglandins in your body, not just inflammation in your hormones, inflammation in your brain, inflammation in your joints, inflammation in your skin, inflammation throughout. It will make it extremely difficult for you to be able to manage your body weight and your body composition. And it is going to make overall hormone regulation in your entire endocrine system, including your thyroid, that much more difficult. Okay. Step one, hydrate. Step two, stop skipping meals and prioritize blood sugar balance. Step three, prioritize your protein. Now, the reason why so many of us will say to you, you've got to prioritize your protein. It is by far the hardest macronutrient for us to get in as human beings, okay? And especially for us as women. It takes thought, it takes prep, and it is not coming to you in a wrapper. If you keep telling yourself that the cheese you put into your salad or the cheese that you have with your crackers or the peanut butter off the spoon or the nuts that you're eating are all your great protein sources, I am sorry to tell you, those are all your fat sources. There's a little bit of protein, but not nearly enough that you need to get as a woman. And it's not even going to be the right type that you need to get. So you do want to be looking at what are your animal sources of protein, right? So looking at like your fish, your poultry, your meat, your eggs, those kind of things. You also want to look at if you want to be getting some of your plant-based in, beans, lentils, legumes, what can you digest really well? You can get nuts and seeds in, but they're not going to count as like the big amount of protein. And I really do love having a good quality protein powder on hand so that in the crunch, like there is, out of every week, there is probably at least 5 days where I'm making a smoothie because I'm running two companies. I have children. I have a family. I have things I'm doing and I do not always have time to be eating off of a fork. That's not realistic. And that is actually a bonus tip is start to realize you put a lot of pressure on yourself to be perfect and banging it out, to nail down the meal plan, to have it structured. Like really, who lives that life? I can't guarantee that I'm always going to be at a desk and be able to sit down and use a spoon and a fork. This sucker can pretty much travel anywhere with me. A little slimmer in the car to fit in the cup holder, but you know what I'm saying, okay? With your protein as well too, buy it in bulk, prep it in bulk. So my husband and I, you know, if we are going to grill up 4 chicken breasts for my husband and my 2 kids and I, why are we're turning the barbecue on or the oven? Why am I only going to do 4? We're making 8 because now we have just batched our time. So that efficiency piece that you're feeling frustrated that you can't nail down, you've just started to help yourself here. So if you're making 4 chicken breasts, make 6 to 8. Okay. If you are cooking up 3 hard boiled eggs, why aren't you hard boiling all 12? If you're cooking up 1 pound of ground turkey, why aren't you making 2 pounds? If you're making 1 piece of fish, why aren't you making additional? Okay. If you are making like even stuff like this, people will say everything has to be fresh. Yes, 100%. So good. However, let's just move back into the land of like reality. What can happen sometimes? If we have to be the hockey arena at 6 o'clock in the morning, okay. And my daughter who is still sleeping, I'm not going to turn the blender on to wake her up. I'm going to make a pitcher of smoothies at night for my husband and my son and I to go to the arena. Is it as good as it would be if it was fresh first thing? No. But is that the reality of, here's the thing. Done is better than perfect sometimes. So what I'd rather is you not leaving the house on an empty stomach, going to Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or Tim Hortons or wherever you live in the world, and that's the place that you go, and getting something sugary and getting something sweet because you didn't have anything to go out the door with. The other thing is good quality bars. Like have stuff on hand for yourself so that you are prepared. Because guess what happens when you're not prepared? You get hangry, angry. You get cranky, nauseous, dizzy, and then you're not going to make your best decision. When your blood sugar is low, you are never going to be like, oh my gosh, somebody get out right now and get me like hummus and broccoli. That is what I need. My blood sugar is dropping. No, you're going to be like, where's the chips? Where's the cookies? Where's the cracker? Get me a spoon and give me the entire almond butter jar. You're not alone. Everybody goes through this. Step number 4 is honor your digestion. If you are bloated, burpy, gassy, refluxy, and constipated or have mudslides as bowel movements, no bueno. This is not good. And this is actually where your hormone journey has to start. It is your digestion, your drainage, and your elimination. Those are the most important things for you to be working on. So Can you start to use a digestive enzyme? Could you do something as simple as sip some apple cider vinegar, just a half a tablespoon in some water while you're prepping your meal, to get hydrochloric acid and digestive juices and enzymes going to help to break your food down? Can you start to connect to what are maybe some of the things you're eating that you know do not balance you? Like if you have a ton of dairy in your diet and morning is yogurt, a snack is yogurt, milk is in your smoothie, cheese is at every single meal, whey protein is what you use, and you have chronic congestion, you're always clearing your throat, you always have something to spit up, your nose is always congested, your butt is congested, you have acne, all of those things, you need to start to consider that maybe you need to decrease or eliminate dairy for a period of time. And I could say that about a whole bunch of different foods. And it's not going to be just gluten and dairy. It could be like if you, you can have a sensitivity to anything. So if you eat like black beans every single day, or all you have is almonds, I guarantee you the fastest pathway to a food sensitivity, choose one food, eat the same thing all the time. Eventually you will become sensitive to it. Your body is looking for a variety. Your microbiome, the various ecosystems, they need diversity. So change it up a little bit, but honor that digestion. Now, tip number 5, and we are almost done, is prep your nutritional intentions. And here's what I mean by that. I started to tiptoe in that last little tip about the protein and prepping and bulking ahead. Zoom out for a second. So take a breath, pull back, and before you overlist yourself with all the new things you need to start to do, can you please can you look at your day timer? Can you look at your calendar? And can you actually realize the reality of your life and your schedule? So you tell me this, your plan is to make fresh recipes every single night, but you're actually only home 4 nights a week. That is interesting. How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that 7 nights a week when you're only home 4? You only have access to X, Y, and Z ingredients. You didn't prep ahead and now you're like, oh, I'm supposed to be having chicken and veggies tonight, and you don't have any of those things in the fridge. Prep. Take a day, any day of the week, and look at what is the week ahead. Write down what it is that you think that you're going to make meal-wise. Please never plan 7 new meals a week. It's never going to happen. And if you're forcing yourself to do that, ladies, that is unnecessary stress in your life. Learn how to repurpose, okay? Learn how to repurpose. You know, reduce, reuse, recycle, reduce your stress, reuse what you cook, recycle your own energy. All right. So when you bulk prep, if we make chicken breast tonight, do you know what that's going to turn into tomorrow? Fajitas or a Buddha bowl or wraps or tossing that chicken on a salad. If we make ground meat tonight, what's that going to turn into tomorrow? Chili, pasta, a shepherd's pie, stuffed zucchinis, stuffed peppers. If we hard boil eggs today, what's that going to be tomorrow? Egg salad, protein in a Buddha bowl on top of a salad. If I roast veggies, number one, I will roast 3 vegetable trays at a time. Never one. Why am I turning the oven on for one thing? Why am I going to pull out the cutting board and a knife and dirty things up for one thing? Never. Bulk it. Cook it. Have it in Corningware. Now, when you have your breakfast in the morning and you're like, oh, I don't want to have just eggs, or I don't want to have just eggs and toast, why can't you put some of those roasted veggies into a pan and saute them up a little bit? Why can't those roasted veggies go into every other meal that you have? I know it sounds like it might feel like a lot of work in the beginning. Trust me, please. I have been meal prepping and walking women through this journey for decades now. It'll save you time. It'll save you mental fret and stress, which is worth its weight in gold. And it will save you money and energy more than I could ever explain to you. Okay. And then this is my bonus tip to you today. This is actually more of a question. So everything that I've talked to you about today, the hydration, the stop skipping your meals, support your blood sugar, prioritize your protein, plan ahead. Ladies, do you actually have space in your life for this right now? Do you have the space to start to implement and make these things happen? What do you need to look at and release and let go of and let fall to the wayside so that you can become a priority? Okay, let some things go before you add something new in. Now, when you're on this journey of your health and your hormones and you are like, I am so in, like I am committed. You have given me the motivation and the inspiration and, you know, wherever it is that you're at right now, What does this mean in terms of the energy you're going to have to commit, the time, the financial investment? Because these are actually all the things, you know, like we're talking to women every single day in my company and they're all in until two things happen. They ask, what's this going to cost and how, what am I going to have to do? What's it going to cost and what am I going to have to do? And the things people usually follow up is I need to talk to my partner, or where they were all in, now all of a sudden they're like, ugh. So the financial piece, I mean, that's something we can chat about. The time piece, that's the thing where we just don't believe in ourselves as part of it. But the other side of it is we're already so overwhelmed. How much more can we take on? So that leads me back to the question I just asked you. So with your energy, you have to start to align your energy and the things you're doing with what you say you want to do. So if you want to go to bed earlier, what are you doing to make that happen? If you are saying that you want to drink more water, do you literally pour the water? If you are saying that you want to move more, do you put your shoes on and get out the front door for a walk? If you want to eat better, do you have better food in your house to actually eat? When it comes to your time, yes, you are going to have to do the work. We can't move in with you. We get asked all the time, could you just move in and make me the meals and do the things and be my accountability coach 24/7? No, we can't. Here is the best thing that you could ever tell yourself on repeat over and over. Start with one simple thing. So of everything you've heard of today, what sounds the easiest? Maybe it's the water. That is the only thing you're going to focus on doing until it becomes your new habit. That's how you create simplicity and ease. That's how you start to actually accomplish a new lifestyle. You be consistent with your habits and you build the foundation because you're worth it, because your energy is worth it, your attitude, your ability to show up in your life the way that you want to. Take fewer steps more consistently. Okay. Now your investment, well, this can vary. What is it that you are looking for? If your investment is to spend time, an hour with someone, that's going to be very different than working with somebody for months. If there's functional tests involved, there's going to be lab costs that are involved. But, you know, it's interesting. I am teaching this class to you all right now around Black Friday. There's a lot of people that are going to buy a lot of things they actually don't need, but the marketing was just right. The advertising was just right. The carrot that was dangled was at the right height. And we're going to consume and purchase and buy things and say yes to things that actually aren't going to bring value to our life, that we will never use and that we don't actually need. And then when the one thing does show up in your life that can create change for you, you're going to come up with all the reasons why it's not possible. I don't have time. I can't afford it. I can't do it. I want you to really pay attention to those triggers for you when those things happen. Okay. Now, how can we help you on this? Well, I don't know. It's a great question. We have a lot of different ways that we can work with you. And here's what I would say is that if you feel connected to anything that I have said, how I have said it, what we have talked about, and you're actually curious to know how we can work together, then I want you to click on this link below and apply here. It could be as simple as seeing the services that we offer and getting ready to start right now. You might have more questions and want to book with our wellness advisor. Everything is possible. And I always say everything is figure outable, but you actually have to take the first step, which is creating action. So click on the link below, reach out to myself and my team. And I really look forward to the opportunity to connecting with you.
All right, ladies, I hope you really enjoyed today's episode with my dear friend, Jen Pike. If you have been experiencing any kind of challenges or curiosities with your health, and perimenopause is one of those things that you're curious about, you need to check out Jen's free resource. It's all about perimenopause support. This woman is a wealth of knowledge, and the amount of free resources that she provides is such a game changer. So we've made it an easy clickable link for you. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/Jen Pike. So it's my name, Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/Jen, J-E-N-N Pike, P-I-K-E. And that is her perimenopause support kind of guidebook. You may have heard me say this in the beginning or in the intro of this podcast, but I'm just going to remind you, just because something is common doesn't mean you need to suffer. It doesn't matter if it's parenting, if it's making money, if it's managing your energy and your time. Sometimes you might actually be playing whack-a-mole or feel like you're playing whack-a-mole and you're not exactly sure where to focus your energy and attention. I'm just here to share my life experience, share resources with you. And I really, truly hope that, you know, maybe you're looking for a sign and this episode was a sign for you. So if you gained value, please take a screenshot and share it and tag me at Heather Chauvin on Instagram. And you can also tag Jen Pike. And I'm just telling you right now, the only way we're going to change the world as women is if we share resources that have been a game changer for us. So that's what I got for you today. Let's dive in. Let's make magic happen and take back control of how you want to feel, because you are worthy of feeling alive. I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life-quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life-quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life-quiz.